All right, Laurie. What a mess. What a botched job. Thank God we learned how to splice the call. Go ahead, Laurie. I muted everybody again because it was just too much background noise.
Yeah. So that's...
You know, the beauty is, Laurie, the bottom line is that everybody who gets well gets a head of hair that's probably better than before because they've learned a bunch of new tricks.
Yeah.
I mean, when I think about... Terry, and I think about her losing her hair, okay, and then I see that picture of her sitting at the water fountain about a year after she's better with the grandkid and the hair's way down the back of her neck, I mean back, way down the back of her back. And everybody who gets well gets their hair back. And again, it's usually better than it was. Now me, I really got lucky, all right? I never had issues with my hair. I mean, I grew a ponytail 3 or 4 times in the last 10 years, and now that I'm moving back west, I'm going to grow a ponytail again. And since it's going to be cool there, cold, and the hair down the back of my neck won't bother me, I'm going to leave it this time. I'm going to be frozen and solid with my ponytail, yes, now.
Yeah, my hair is longer. I'm keeping it somewhat short, but it's just above my shoulders, so that's... It's a good place to be.
I'm happy that you're happy. And everyone gets their hair back. You got to do the protocol. You got to learn the tricks. You got to read. You got to put the work in or you cannot. Yeah. This is the most important thing in your life, your health. If you don't have it, you're in trouble. All right. Let me go over here to Linda and then let me get back to Peter. Okay, Linda, go ahead.
I wanted to I sent you an email on the soap and everything. So it's called Miracle 2 Miracle Soap, and you can get it on Amazon.
Miracle 2. I've heard about you.
that's a good one, and there's several. You can just look into it, you know, and there's several that you can try. So they're all on Amazon.
All right. Thanks, Linda. Thank you, dear. All right, Pete. Sorry, buddy.
He's calling on me there, Mel?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just have a couple comments on the hair as well. The hair will come back when the thyroid downregulation reverses. So for Sunny, I think when she gets on the thymic formula, which has real good support for the thyroid gland, and the thyroid starts to upregulate and work better, the hair will come back. The other thing, witch hazel was real, topically, witch hazel worked real well for me in combination with clean green. And you have an area around the top of your head, folks, on the back, it's like a ring. It's called the glia, and it's an extremely densely fibrous type of tissue. So, you know, if you pay attention to scrubbing that out real good with tea tree soap, and sulfur soap, and then you just come behind it with witch hazel and then some clean green as a conditioner. Topically, that's a real good formula to have. And internally, you know, don't forget that John has that Logos. He has a product called Fabulous Hair. And if you look at the ingredient profile, it's heavy on B vitamins for Sunny, since you haven't got the protocol yet. It's heavy on B vitamins. And MSN sulfur, the methyl sulfurethane sulfur, will help with hair growth, as will collagen. The collagen peptides that Logos has are other forms of collagen. You can get collagen drinks. So if you can increase your collagen intake, that will help with regrowing the hair as well. But basically the scalp, you know, the Morgellons structure loads in the sebaceous glands at the base of the hair follicle. So over time, as we reduce the infections and capture those hair follicles back, the hair will restore and renew. And, of course, we have most of the hairs on our head, so that's probably the last part of the body to restore for most of us. So anyway, and if you drink green tea, one last thing is, for those of you that have green tea or enjoy green tea, that's very good for working with collagen to produce the necessary components to restore your hair as well. So, just a few tips for you guys.
All right. Thank you, Peter. All right. Is there anybody else that would like to say something before we call this a day? Star 5 now. Star five now. Five star now. Shout. All right. Anybody up? Go ahead, Lori.
I have a question, Bob.
Go ahead, Lori.
Hi. Just a question about the green tea. Do you do caffeinated or decaffeinated? Because we're not supposed to have caffeine, I thought.
You want to get the matcha, spelled M as in Mary, A-T-C-H-A, matcha green tea. Organic is preferable, and it should not be caffeinated, although there's a little bit of caffeine in all teas, kiddo. So. And you can get organic tinctures, organic green tea extract, if you don't want to go through the process of brewing. I use that regularly. Just squirt a few drops into a cup, fill it up with water, and drink it down. You know, it cycles real well with this, with the Essiac tea that you folks were talking about last week as well. But matcha is the one you want, okay?
Thank you.
Anybody else? Anybody else going once? Going twice? Guys, thank you for being patient and bringing almost everybody is very positive today. This is a wonderful call to have where everybody's on the call has shown signs of improvement and are happy. I mean, hey, happy is good. Steve, thanks very much for joining us and lending a hand as always and bringing some factual, proven, updated information to everybody. Back tomorrow with prayer and fellowship, and of course the occasional terrible joke. Positive stories again. Now next week's the last Saturday of the month, so there'll be no call. And the same will hold true for April 27th. I'll be flying that day, so there certainly will be no call. But in April, we are going to have a Sovereign Silver group drop in and meet our new liaison, okay? And we're going to have one of our people who got well many years back drop in, and we'll probably stick somewhere in the middle, a little BYOQ. And we were supposed to have a free weekend, but I think I want to do that, maybe wait until I'm in Colorado, where I might be able to do this on the terrace, looking out at the snow-covered mountains. All right, everybody. Thank you so much, and have a really great day. Everybody, we'll talk again tomorrow. We'll see you in 2 weeks. On Saturday again. Bye bye, everybody. God bless.
Bye. Hey,
bye.
Thank you.
Bye. Thank you.
God bless everybody.